listen to Alan for Breakfast wherever you are. Download the Triple M app now.
Hey, Alan here, and welcome to the catch-up, the part at least where I figure out what I'm going to put in the catch-up. Having a look through, Renee and I had a little bit of a reflection of the old things we used to have in our cars, including the old sheep wool cover seats. Remember those? Put that in there. Also, Holly from Oceanic Marine had a chat with a Fisher Biting. Had a chat with, well, Muriel Webster joined the show. I won't say anything much more than that. Shane Hope from the West Australian. Also, Moana, who was sent home last night, unfortunately, from Survivor. She was very ill. Very, very ill. Anita from Bridgetown. And there might be a few other little goodies here and there as well. Also, clue-wise for Sounds of the Southwest. Now, I'm just going to reiterate the same clue because it's now like a week old. I mentioned orange. We already know what's in Harvey. Orange. Like as in big orange. And that's all I'm going to say. Enjoy the catch-up. Shane Hope on the line from the West Australian to break down this round for the AFL. Good morning, mate.
Morning, Alan.
It's been a huge week of news for footy, but I think now let's mix it up by actually talking about the football game itself, eh?
Yeah, isn't it nice to actually have some footy to talk about? It was obviously a massive few days after Andrew Graff's incident with Andrew Brayshaw last week, but fortunately, I think we can actually move on and put it behind us because there's a few big games of footy this weekend.
Absolutely. Now, Port Adelaide taking on the West Coast Eagles. This one looks pretty good.
Absolutely. This is one of the best of the round, I think. Hawthorn and Geelong's another ripper, and GWS Adelaide, and Melbourne-Sydney on Sunday as well. But this Port Adelaide-West Coast game is really going to tell us about a lot about both sides, I think, particularly with West Coast. Obviously, Natanui's been out for a few weeks, but now they lose Gaff. They're going to have to replace him for the rest of the season, and Josh Kennedy's still out of the side. So they've had a few blows, and Port Adelaide are an interesting one after they lost to the Crows last week in a bit of a controversial finish of their own. But they've swung the axe a bit. Sam Palpepper going out of the side is probably the biggest name of the three or four that have gone out of their side. So a massive test for both of them. Port, they're right in that mix, aren't they, of the five or six teams that are all on the same amount of points. They could push up towards the top two with a win, but they could drop right out of the top eight with a loss. And West Coast are desperately clinging to that top two spot. If they're going to play a grand final this year, I think they need that top two spot, and they're going to have to, so they play the two home games in the finals, and that would help them get there potentially. So massive game for both sides, no doubt.
Absolutely. Do we think West Coast is going to get up?
I'm going with Port Adelaide, but it's a tough one to pick. The Eagles have won four times in a row against Port Adelaide in Adelaide, and they've got a good record against the Crows at Adelaide Oval as well. I think probably because it's similar sort of dimensions to Subiaco Oval, they were pretty used to it. But four games between these two sides at Adelaide Oval decided by a total of 30 points, so no margin's been more than 10 points, and obviously there was that epic in the elimination final last year. So I think Port, but in a close one.
Absolutely. Now, this game, it doesn't really have much impact on the ladder, but I'll tell you what, it'd be good to see Freo getting into a bit of form. Freo taking on Carlton.
Yeah, well, they need a win, don't they? They've got a pretty tough last couple of games with Geelong and Collingwood, so they'll be underdogs in both of those. I think this is probably the last genuine chance for them to get a win, and they need it. They need a bit of reward for effort with some of these younger guys coming through. It's all well and good to give them games, but they need to get wins on the board as well, and you'll never get a better opportunity than playing Carlton on your home deck this week. So I expect Freo fans to turn out in support of their side, and I think they'll get the job done because they were pretty horrendous in the Derby. That's one thing that sort of got missed, I think, amid all the Andrew Gaff hysteria, is that Fremantle were very, very poor against the Eagles and really got beaten up. So this is their chance to bounce back, and I think they will against the Blues.
Isn't it if you go to a home game for a Freo home game and they win, everyone gets a Big Mac?
I'm not sure about that.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works, yeah.
I haven't been to the new Optus Stadium, but that sounds like the NBL trend where you get a cheeseburger if someone misses a couple of free throws. So,
I'm pretty sure it's the case.
I expect there'll be 40,000 hungry Dockers fans afterwards lining up for Big Macs if that's the case.
Well, that's how I think. You buy a ticket, you're guaranteed a free meal almost.
Beautiful.
Hopefully Freo can get up. Shane, thanks for the chat, mate. I do appreciate it.
No worries, Alan. Good on you.
Shane Hope from the West Australian there for McDonald's Triple M Rocks footy. And yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the way it is. So yeah, hopefully Freo can get up. We don't want to just assume, but really hoping they can, especially after what's been a pretty huge week. Passed on Survivor on Win. We saw Moana sent home, and geez, she did not look so good. At one point, almost dead. I've got her on the line. I mean, it's been a few months, but how are you feeling?
Oh, I was far from good. But now I'm feeling great compared to them. I don't think I've ever felt that sick before in my life, touch wood.
No, you did mention that. Like, how long did it take you to recover after you left the island?
Well, on the island, I was sick for about 8 days, and in 5 of those days, I lost 7 kilos. So when I came back, I went to doctors, and they couldn't get blood from my veins for a good week.
Oh, my
so
God.
That my entire immune system had actually quite literally shut down. So to get better, for me to stop vomiting every time I'm even drinking and feeling sick after consuming anything, it took about 3.5 weeks.
Yeah, wow. What was the reason for it?
Well, I don't know. Like, I'm picked up some, I'm going to call it a traveler's disease.
Yeah. Wow, that is brutal. Because you look like a strong contender at the start. You were going to smash it. And then that sickness just got you hard.
It got me real good. And, it, you know, but that's Survivor, right? Like, you can't just pop down the chemist warehouse and grab yourself some meds. And I tried to fight it out. But I think, you know, the squad of champions are amazing, but it was also hard for them as well, just consistently watch me vomit and just be so unwell.
Yeah, sure. And you did a very selfless thing by requesting to go. It was very interesting last night watching you say, send me home. And then the rest of them were like, no, we got to flush out this idol first.
Oh, mate, you know me. You've watched me in the first few episodes. I'm all about gameplay. So yep. I'm so glad I got that idol and had it flushed.
Yeah, you nailed it. It was you said at the end of the episode that you it was the best case. You got to go home what you wanted. And more importantly, got rid of the idol. Perfect.
It was perfect.
Now, it was obvious to us on TV that Shane was always looking around for idols. Was it super obvious to you guys as well?
Oh, you think about it the way you see it on TV, and it times that by 100.
Oh, really?
She wanted an idol more than I wanted a doctor.
That is saying quite a lot, because you were almost dying at certain points. She did not look subtle at all.
No, I think Shane forgot to be subtle when she looked for idols.
Yeah.
Somebody's about to tell her about that.
She can't lie. I thought Jackie was going to be sent home last night at one point.
Yeah, I think everyone that did want her out, but she's good at playing the game. But you also got to remember, you know, we were filmed 24/7, and you know, she's playing the game just like anyone else is playing the game. And you know, Jackie's doing a good job at that.
Were you surprised when you got back to learn that she was a poker player?
I was beyond surprised, because like when she got back, I think a few months later, she messaged me and she was like, oh, I'm so sorry, I have to lie to you. And I'm like, what? You lied to me? And then I Googled her and I was like, what? So, yeah, I was a bit surprised.
Those pictures on the wall of her with a Rubik's Cube just made me laugh so hard.
I know, she got us. She definitely got us.
Well, it's a shame that you got sent home so early. What's next for you? Obviously, you're healthier now, thank goodness. What's next in your world?
I'm not sure yet. I'm trying to plant the seed to go back into Survivor next season. So
okay, yep.
We'll see how that goes.
All right, well, good luck with it. Thanks for the chat today.
Thanks, mate.
Moana there from Survivor, sent home last night, AFLW player. I really wish that she was healthy the whole time. I would have loved to see her play the game on all cylinders. It would have been, I think she would have been unstoppable, to be completely honest with you. This is some great news in regards to capitalising on the beaches here in Bunbury. I saw this story in the Southwestern Times, and it's pretty good to see Vattu this summer will be serving food on the beach just out the front of Vattu, or just behind, depending on how you look at it. This is great. Jenny is doing a fantastic job there. We've already seen some great concerts. John Stevens earlier this year. That was fantastic. And now we're going to see food on the beach. They're at the moment currently applying for a liquor license. The council did approve the food part of it, so that now that is the next concept of it all. So hopefully that all gets the big tick. It'd be great to see, obviously, a lot of our Southwest residents stop on by and check it out. It's stunning there at the moment. I went there last for Cliffrey's birthday, and hell of a spread. Really, really good. The only bad part was hanging out with Cliff. No, I'm kidding. He's good. He's all right. But it was pretty fun. So, yeah, check it out. That too, this summer. Going to be running from December to about February, eating there on the beach. How romantic if you're looking at spoiling someone. Wink, wink, nod, nod, nudge, nudge.
There. Fishing. A jerk on one end of the line. Waiting for a jerk on the other end. What's biting in the southwest on Triple M?
Well, it is the big question. What is biting in the southwest? And I've got a man that has a bit of an idea. Holly on the line. Morning, mate.
Sometimes I have an idea. I don't know. Well, this weather lately, these northerlies and the big swells, and Maxine and I haven't been out for the last week sort of thing. But the weekend weather, guys, tomorrow looking not too bad. Early if you get out, but then by sort of 10 o'clock it swings around to the north. And for some reason the dew is just pains in the bum when there's north in it.
Yep.
But you will actually pick up your feet if you sort of persist like Maxine and I do. The fish don't realise that we ain't going home till we got our fish. So, but with these last few blows, though, the crabs, guys, are everywhere. Patchy sort of thing, but you've just got to work hard. My mate, he's been actually sending his boys out because he says it's too bloody cold out there, but he's been sending them up to Wannerup, and they've been getting their 20 crabs. Guys, get out there and get a nice feed of them. Actually, Sophie and I might try and get out tomorrow and get a feed of crabs. The snapper and the mulloway are still going off, guys. These northerly blows are just the best for the snapper and the mulloway. They're getting them on the jetty. They're getting them at all the drains, like I say. Monaghan's is obviously still that hot spot. The guys are fighting over spots. If you don't get there early enough, you ain't going to get a spot sort of thing. The whales. I have heard of a couple of whale sightings down on the west coast, more closer to Yelling Up and that, guys. So not too long away, and we'll be able to get out and see some whales.
Yeah.
And also on the jetty, yeah. And also on the jetty, the herring. There's been big schools of herring getting around the jetty. My guys have been going there and getting a feed of them. And my good old mate Max has been still going out and getting his quota of the King George whiting. Like I said, guys, this summer when it comes up, go and ping your hole. And then next winter time, you'll be able to keep eating King George. Okay, the weather for the weekend looks, like I said, not too bad tomorrow. Sunday's not bad, guys, if you're keen enough. But I think Wednesday looks like a sickie, guys, if you've got to get out there. So tight line.
I got a call. Might as well take it. Hello, who have I got? Hello.
Hello, it's Muriel Webster in Darden Up. Is that you, Andrew?
It is, Alan. How are you, Muriel?
I'm very well, thank you. I don't like the cold very much, but we need the rain for the farmers, don't we?
We do need the rain. So true, Muriel.
I've been listening to your wireless program this morning.
That's good.
Whiling away my hours. I heard you talking about that couple in Japan who have been married for 80 years.
Yeah, world record.
Mate. It must be the time for anniversaries. I heard Clifford yesterday afternoon saying that it's his anniversary today. God knows why anybody puts up with him. I don't know. Last weekend, there was an anniversary for 60 years for one of the Darden Up damsels, and the gentleman made such a nice and a heartfelt speech, too. Would you like to hear about it?
I would love to hear it, yeah.
You're going to hear about it anyway, so sit down and shut up. It was delightful. He stood up and he said, "All these years, you've been behind me, my love." And there were a few tears. A few people reached for their sleeve for the tissue they're in. He said, "When we had that terrible flood back in 56 and we lost everything, you were there, you were behind me. That time when I got bogged at the back of the paddock in the middle of winter and I couldn't get home and I finished up with frostbite in my toes and I lost my little pinky on the left finger, you were there behind me all the way. And then 2 years ago when our favourite dog died, you were there. And I've come to realise... you're a bloody jinx. What are you doing hanging around? Get away from me, woman, for heaven's sake."
Very heartfelt.
There were tears, Andrew. It was touching. Are you touched there? It sounds like you are.
Yeah, I'm very touched by it. It's an emotional story.
Well, I'm glad to have been able to provide you with some inspiration for touching in the studio. Have a lovely weekend, Andrew.
Yep, thank you very much, Muriel Webster there. Oh, geez. Yep, she's a one-of-a-kind kind of character. That's a jinx. Peter on the line to chat all things Bridgetown. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I'm fine. A little bit soggy around the edges, but I'm fine.
You guys have been getting plenty of rain at the moment. Everyone seems to be copping just a bit. But that doesn't dampen your spirit. Still plenty going on in Bridgetown.
Loads and loads. Still in the winter festival.
Yes. And I understand you've got the banquet on the bridge coming up. There's still some tickets left for it for some random reason.
Yes, there is. Somebody who bought tickets can't go, so they would like to offer their tickets to anybody who'd like to go.
Mm-hmm.
Just contact us at the visitor centre and we'll put you in touch with them.
How many tickets are we talking?
Six.
Oh, six. All right, cool. So that's if anyone's missed out, definitely take advantage of that. Six tickets.
Definitely, yes.
Yeah, it's meant to be spectacular. So I've never been. Have you actually been?
I have been, and it's absolutely wonderful. The food is unbelievable.
How many courses was it?
14.
Just lots
of nice wine and cider, all focusing on local produce.
Yeah, that's great. Just a casual 14 courses. Sounds like I'm falling into a bit of a dream. What else is going on? Let's talk about next weekend, what's going on.
Next weekend, we have a little bit of a focus on some art.
Mm-hmm.
There's an exhibition at the Bridgetown Pottery Restaurant by Coralie Cochran. Then we've got a winter degustation dinner at the Emporium Bistro.
Love it.
And then we've got a night of Marin and music at Nelson's of Bridgetown.
Oh, I love a bit of Marin. That sounds pretty good. Sign me
it's
up for that.
It's going to be lovely. Yeah, these 2 weeks, this week and next week, are all focused on the local produce of the area.
Yeah, you guys absolutely kill it at the moment, so that makes complete sense. Well, Anita, thanks for that. Of course, if anyone has any questions or queries or want to get those tickets, they need to get in touch with you at the Visitor Centre. Thanks for the chat this morning.
Thank you very much. See you next week.
I love this story. I love the fact this is a story. Now, we're going to shift our attention over to Essex, of all places, because what's made their newspapers and their internet websites would be the fact that a wallaby was on the loose. Now, this is something here in the South West we deal with every single day, kangaroos all over the road and whatnot. But no, in Essex, a wallaby was on the loose, with the RSPCA even putting out a warning for residents not to approach the marsupial. The first person to spot it, their reaction went viral, as you can imagine, because this is how it went.
It's a f***ing kangaroo.
It's a kangaroo. what's hilarious is that they've even said out there, they're going, whoever released this, it's against the law and they could be heavily fined and punished, with locals claiming that escaped from a travelling carnival in June. A wallaby just on the loose in Essex. There you go. I feel like it's the next episode of Paddington Bear or something like that.